You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking. You're always looking for and finding the good. You have found good in abundance because you are consciously and conscientiously tuned into the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore. And you've tuned in today for one reason and one reason only. Best reason in the whole world, by the way, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U. And that's great, by the way, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more harmony in the world, you build more bridges, you build more joy, happiness, peace, and love. So it's the bright place to be. Because you know that on this show, The Joy of Living, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And when you utilize these three fundamentals of life, you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Now, the three fundamentals, of course, are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. In this case, it's a good number two. You go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. Lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference, as you're going to hear from our amazing guest today, wonderful Dina. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Every day, imagine right now, this show was being carried through the internet, and you are joined at this moment by 378,613 people around the world. By the time we bring on amazing Dina Patton, there'll be over 385,000 people because you're always urging your family and friends to come and join, and we appreciate it. What I always urge you to do is to, of course, love the podcast, give us ratings, because everybody likes ratings, and number two, and even more importantly, is share this with five people. Just five. You want to do it to 50 and 100, okay, that's up to you. But at least five so we can touch 1.5 million people with every show. Because you know, everybody wants to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. So if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you, has to do with the internet. Now, it's truly, factually speaking, it's true. However, in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what is a word, right? W-H-E-T-A. Now, of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. Whenever you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do? Right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you're going to internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you, recently I spoke in person, 1,172 people, and there was a lot of hugging and energy. It was great. I'm telling you the story about Barry Shore and smile, seeing miracles. Some people raising him and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours. I haven't seen any miracles. I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. Do you have food? Do you have water? You have a place to sleep? You have family? You have friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. And what's the proof? Simple proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or listening, you didn't. Therefore, you have an obligation to live life to the full. And you're going to hear that a lot from wonderful Dina. She's going to lift you up and enable you to do just that. That's how wonderful she is. That's what we have here. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. It's about me. Imagine, if you can, standing up in the morning, completely healthy and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from the neck down. It's called being a quadriplegic. And it was not from an automobile accident. It's not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, took over my body, which I never heard of the day before. And I was unable to move anything. I could only blink my eyes to communicate. I was 144 days in the hospital. 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips, and my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking one. So I'm a triped, not a biped. Can't walk up a stair by myself. Can't walk up a curb by myself. I hop 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And it's all because of one word. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. I got to tell you quickly, my 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. Smile sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of an 8-year-old, what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. Now, create is a magnificent word that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's what happens when you shift your perspective just a little bit. Now, I've been working with people for almost 5 decades, and I can tell you, when I begin work with people, most 97.2% of all the people I work with, they drop the F in shift and the other stuff happens. You got to be really careful with your Fs or the other stuff can occur. So therefore, you want to shift your perspective so you can then internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn in your life. And they are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice. How you choose to respond in any given situation will enable you to choose the path and the trajectory of your life. Now, before we bring on wonderful Dina, I have to warn her and other people, new people in advance, that I do use a lot of 4-letter words. I even use a 4-letter F-U word, and I do it for the shock value, and it's fun. Now, of course, the 4-letter words that we use because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant are love, life, hope, free, gift, play, pray, swim. And the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes. F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, some people raise their hand, say, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N. So after the show, you have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face. Remember, that stands for you want to point your finger and tell your family and friends, F you, everybody, but add right away, capital N, capital N. So where'd you get that? So listen to Barry Shore on the joy of living, and it will give you a way to remember what we talk about today, and you can really help a lot of people. So before we bring on wonderful Dina, I just want to urge everybody to utilize the 2 most powerful words in the English language every day, 3 times a day. For the rest of your life, from now on the rest of your life, because it will make you happier, healthier, and wealthier. And they are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Imagine you go into the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, you sit down, somebody brings it to you, you say, thank you. You go to the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, a couple of minutes go by, nobody brings it, you go to the counter, they say, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're busy, you bring it, sit down, a couple of minutes go by, you bring it, somebody brings it, still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out, somebody holds the door open for you, you say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you, you say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe, and it hurts, you say, yes, thank you, to harmonize and nurture kindness. That's thank, to harmonize and nurture kindness. Kind is a wonderful acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody that I want to share with you that inspires noble deeds. The most wonderful, fabulous, amazing Dina Patton. Dina, please say hello to 385,922 people around the world.
Hi, I'm so glad, happy, joyful to be here.
Woo-wee. Dina, quick question. When was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
Well, one of my core values is fun. So I'm on the right, you know, in the right conversation, on the right podcast, because I love F you.
F-U-N-N, right. And you're going to probably use that from now on. I love F-U, capital N, capital N. Okay, so again, just so everybody should know, if I start reading all the things about Dina, it would take the rest of the show. So I'm going to tell you 3 data points. Number 1, she's fabulous. Okay, number 2, her whole world is built on making sure and helping others achieve their world, what we call achieving greatness. Now, everybody knows that AG is the sign for gold. Well, that's her. She is gold in life. And she also has a Bible class. She also has a nonprofit, which she helps women achieve. She is truly an agent of goodness, what I call true AI, achieving innovation. That's what AI stands for. Did you know that, wonderful Dina? So we're just going to jump in and go right away. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves and share with hundreds of thousands of people around the world. So let's talk about things that really do touch human beings, and that is hard times. Everybody, everybody in the world has challenges. Hello, that's what enables people to grow. In addition to that, everybody knows that intellectually, how do you do that in your heart and in your tummy so that you can really build grit, resilience, and happiness?
Well, here's the thing. I think gratefulness and seeing things, seeing hard times as a blessing, as a lesson, as a opportunity for growth is a mindset. And most people are not raised like that. They we can go into victimhood and poor me very, very quickly. That's what we're raised to do. And so it's podcasts like this, it's friends, it's a mentor, it's a teacher that says, you know, you don't have to fall apart because this hard thing happened. The first time I heard that, I thought, oh, I didn't know it was a choice. When I learned it, suffering and victim mindset was a choice, my whole world opened up. And I went, oh, I can choose being grateful for this hard moment, or I can feel open to learning a lesson. You know, it's just so many other things we can choose than falling apart and that victim mindset, because that is, I know a little thing about mindset, and it's, we don't outperform our mindset. If our victim mindset is set there and we are attached to being a victim and poor us, it's a rough road to go. You're actually making it harder. And we want to get on the other side. We want to get to the joy and to the lesson and back to our happiness, right?
Absolutely. So I want to unpack a couple of things here, because first of all, again, Dina is so successful at what she does because she brings to every situation as she deals with another human being or a group of people that ability to understand what she just said. Oh, it's a choice? Gee, nobody ever told me. And that's because this is never taught.
Yes.
See, it's interesting. The word victim and the word victor are only separated by two letters. So victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, victim, V-I-C-T-I-M, is the I-M stands for I'm a victim, as a or I'm a victor. And you have a choice. Mm. Now, is it an easy choice? Let's be blunt. Dina, is that an easy choice?
No.
Is it supposed to be easy?
No.
Okay, good. Now what? Now that we got that out of the way and say, hello, everybody, wake up. We're talking about being a human and being an adult. It's not easy. Is it beneficial? Will it bring great happiness?
Yes.
So let's go on the course. You said two small words, and I love small two-letter, three-letter words. Oh, I also like four-letter words, as you heard. The ability to shift, and again, keep that F in place so the other stuff happens, and we all know about that, to shift from a mindset of something happened to me,
yeah,
rather than for me. Right. Both of them have an O. You got a T in front, and you got an F in front. So just have a two. I'd rather be have a three-letter word than a two. And if you can go, let's say, from like Barry Shaw, oh my gosh, I'm paralyzed. What did you do for me, God? Why am I here? Okay. Now, is that simple? Hello. No. Right. Let's get a path. Let's give people some magic beans, as it were, wonderful Dina, to shift that perspective from two to four.
Well, it starts with a choice to, from now on, I am done being a victim. of my life. There's a doneness. We come to the end of ourselves, right? This is the thing. There's going to be many more hard moments in all of our lives. I have way more hard, challenging, devastating moments than I do positive, winning moments. But there was a moment where I made a choice that I think there was an illusion of like, when is the hard going to stop? Like, there's going to be a moment in my life that the hard is going to stop. And then I'll have a joyful life. And I think that that's a very dangerous illusion to be in, because the hard never stops. I don't know about you, but people that are dear to me still die or have disease or get divorced or things happen in my business. Like, hard things continue to happen. But it was my response to them that changed. That at 26, 27 years old, when I had a stroke and couldn't speak anymore, I went, victim, 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 why is this happening to me? And it was a dear friend that said, this happened for you. And that was my journey. That was the beginning of my journey of changing my mindset, changing how I see life, that it's happening for me and I get to respond. Right.
So let's unpack something here.
Yeah.
Because obviously not everybody knows. You just told us that at the age of 26 plus minus 26, 27, you had a stroke.
Yeah.
Now let's be blunt. Stroke can happen to almost anybody, but at 26, 27, that's a very young age to have a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you had a friend who shifted or gave you the ability to potentially shift from 2 to 4,
yeah,
were you ready to hit that person with a 2x4?
Yeah.
Or did you hear it?
I didn't hear it at first. You know, I think when someone says something that's outside your paradigm, you're like, what are you talking about? This happened to me and I'm a victim here and I'm suffering here and I'm,
yeah, why aren't you
my words? Like, what are you talking about? Right. And it was a journey, this beautiful, beautiful thing we called our self journey. And it was in learning how to speak again, reinventing my life in those 3 or 4 months afterwards that I tried it on. You know, when someone creates a new concept for you, a new way of thinking, a new paradigm, what I challenge you to do is just try it on like a coat, like try it on, right? You don't have to adopt it. You don't have to say, okay, this is, you know, how I'm going to fully adopt this, because it might be too scary and too big and too weird, right? Maybe just try it on. And I tried on the concept that this happened for me, because it was so feeling not for me. But what happened when I was just trying it on was all these new ways of thinking of it happened. And what I came to really was a 30-day journey of trying this on. And at the end of the 30 days, I was fully convinced it was for me. That this was in my life to change my life, that I was not on the right path. I was not using my gifts and my purpose how God wanted to use it. And I owned a PR and marketing agency in New York City at the time. I was building my business. And I can tell you 100 reasons of why that stroke came on. But
wait a minute. Let's go to one of those reasons. So here we have high-powered woman in Manhattan in an agency in one of the most pressured kinds of processes imaginable to humankind. It wasn't that you were tripping through the tulips in a rural setting. No, you were bringing it to yourself.
Yeah. I caused it 100. I mean, this is my belief that I caused it 100%, because I wrote an article after that for Entrepreneur Magazine called "Is Your Business Killing You?" And what I was doing to myself was I was saying yes to everybody, which is really a bad practice. you really have to have discernment in business. I was working 15, 16 hours a day. I did not have any form of self-care at all. I was not taking care of my mind, body, and spirit like a leader needs to, that is changing people's lives, elevating people's lives. And I made myself sick, and my body
your body responded.
My body responded. Beautifully,
didn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm going to make an assertion here. When you were able to begin the process of recognizing that now it's for you and there's an opportunity here to readjust and to refocus and to shift perspective, you did become involved in self-care and you were able to heal yourself. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
So just as much as you were able to cause your illness, you recognize that you could cause your good health.
Correct.
What an opening for life.
Huge.
Oh, Dina, this is so fast. Again, we have people listening from all over the world, from all kinds of backgrounds, and people oftentimes struggle with just this. Now, I'm going to make a sexist remark, by the way, right now. I like doing it because I want to challenge people. When you say, try it on, the mindset and such, I can tell you as a man that is much more a female approach to things. And I don't think you'll disagree with me, but I'm just mentioning that it's an interesting way of looking at it because I could see you doing that and almost as if you're putting on a new dress or a coat and twirling and doing and feeling that exuberance and uplift of new clothes and such. Guys don't have the same kind of stuff, although we do try on. I can tell you, some people say, you know, try on a football jersey or something. the interesting, I think it's a beautiful metaphor of the idea of trying on. I think it tends to me to feel more of the feminine, which is okay because everybody has two parts. Every male has a feminine, every feminine has a male. So it works. All I'm mentioning is I thought it was just a beautiful. I could see you twirling around the room, enjoying.
Twirling on this concept, but the point is, it's temporary. You know, when people when someone sharing a concept or something that just feels so weird and so foreign, sometimes we just push it away. Like, I can't fully adopt it. And I would challenge people, okay, don't fully adopt it. Just try it on. Just try it out. Let's call it that way. Try it out for a day, a week, and then you can give it back. If it doesn't feel right, you can give it back. And that's the power of this. And I think it makes us open our mind to seeing it a different way. And that's the power of maybe I don't. Even the darkest, hardest things we can't wrap our head around that is so hard and challenging, there's a beautiful lesson or there's a beautiful, there's something beautiful. There's something beautiful that will come out of it. And that's what I know. I know I've been in this work so long, and I know that something good is going to come out of this if you're open to it. And that openness makes you more open. And I just think the recovery of my stroke made me really open to how I was spending my time, how I was spending my energy, how I was spending my money. And I really had to take an inventory of what am I doing with my life? And I got to re-choose. And that's the beautiful part of going through.
I like that. A re-choose. So on that beautiful note of re-choosing, we're going to go to a brief break. Don't go away. There's more Dina coming back on the other side of this message. We love our sponsors. They love us. We vet them. We would not have them on the show if they weren't of benefit. So we urge you to consider utilizing their products and services. We'll be right back with wonderful Dina Patton on the other side of this brief message. Don't go away. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings. Have I got something special for you? Yes, it's going to prolong your life. You're going to thank me. This is called Prolon, P-R-O-L-O-N. Now, let's be blunt. Everybody knows that fasting is healthy. You know that fasting also can be challenging. Hello, I'm not going to eat. But with Prolon, you're going to be able to eat and fast at the same time. Does that sound strange? Well, it is, but it's not. So get this. Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And it all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Now, I can tell you, I've been doing intermittent fasting for many years. Everybody knows fasting is good for your mental acuity, for your physical being, for your overall well-being and reducing your blood sugars. So I want to urge everybody, I use Prolon. It's exactly what I do use, and it's convenient, and it's backed by this great science, and most importantly of all, it works. So here's what I'd like you to do. Prolon is offering the Joy of Living listeners, that's you, our dear beloved audience, 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/Barry. Now, that's Prolon, prolonlife.com/Barry for this special 10% offer. Go to prolonlife.com/Barry. You will thank me. You'll be sending me notes. And I urge everybody, do it. It's good for you. Go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking. She's always looking for and finding the good. Our cup runneth over with good in a human being named Dina Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, and she's amazing and wonderful. Everything you want to know about Dina is available at my website. Just go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E.com, barryshore.com. Everything about Dina is there, all the links to things that she does and retreats and books and the processes. It's wonderful. So just now lean in and listen and let it flow around you, through you, and in you so that you can experience wonderful Dina. We've been talking about her bringing on her own stroke at the age of 26 and then deciding because of a friend who said, hey, this could be the best thing that ever happened to you, even though the person didn't say it like that, but it happened to you, didn't happen to you, happened for you. And she decided to use a wonderful phrase, maybe I'll just try it on. Just try it on or just try it out. That's it. You don't have to be married to it. Just try it on. And then you realize that you have the power, you have the grit, you have the resilience. So let's talk about now what you've come to call your 3G process. And I love it because they each involve an aspect of life that is truly monumental and fundamental success. So tell us about the 3Gs, wonderful DP.
So what I have found in this, in my own recovery that year, and then I started this business 22 years ago, coaching and training leaders and CEOs and amazing world-changing people around the world, is these 3Gs are like the slab. When you build a house, you need a foundation. And that foundation better not be sand or anything unstable, right? And what I found is these 3Gs are a very powerful thing that no one can take from you. You can bring them everywhere you go.
Woo! Very nice. Very right? important.
And everybody has them already. You don't have to go get a degree in them. You don't have to go find them. And that's the powerful part of them. The first G is your gifts. What I know about your gifts are your gold. Most people deny their gifts, hide their gifts, dismiss their gifts, but your gifts are where your gold is. Let it just sink in. Because most people, their smallness head is already going like, I don't have any gifts. I don't know what my gifts are.
Oh, right? No, we don't think like that. This is the Dina Barry show. We don't think like that.
Uh-uh. No way. So your gifts, if you want to make a lot of income, a lot of impact, it's your gifts that are your gold. So I want everybody to imagine that your gifts are kind of on a backpack. I want you to pull them forward and acknowledge them and name them and realize that your life and your business needs more of that gift. And that I just can't tell you, I could tell you 100 stories of people that just kind of their gifts hang out in the backpack and they're not alive in their leadership and their marriage and their life and their business. It's where your gold is. So that's G number one.
G
number two is your greatness mindset. We were all born with both a smallness mindset and a greatness mindset. You don't have to go find your greatness. I think a lot of people think, oh, other people have greatness, but not me. You were born with greatness. You have to live and lead in your greatness mindset. But mindset is, it does take a little bit of work to listen to your greatness mindset, because that greatness mindset is in us to help us A, stay positive, but to become the greatest version of ourselves. The smallness mindset is there for safety, comfort, and survival. So you can see the little war between the two of them, right? So when your greatness is trying to become the greatest version of yourself and go out in the world and make an impact and spread joy, that's kind of a threat to our smallness mindset. So we have to master with discipline and courage listening to that greatness mindset every day. So that greatness mindset is in you. It takes that discipline to listen to it. But man, when you master it, what is possible when you start to listen to your greatness mindset only and crush your smallness? Because what I know is your smallness does not serve you where you are going. And I mean you, everyone. Listening.
Greatness. See, that's the second G.
Second G.
Now the third G.
Third G is your God. Your God. Your God. And that God for you is you were made perfectly. And I know that if you are a human being, that if you have a God in your life, that spiritual side of ourselves, because we have mind, body, spirit. And when we don't honor that spirit side, it's like the three-legged, you know, and you're missing a third leg, you're going to fall, the stool will fall down. And so we need that spirit side of ourselves. When someone's spirit is broken, and we've all been there, we have all had our spirit broken. We are not our highest, best, effective, impactful self, because our spirit is such a big part of ourselves, especially when we're trying to spread joy and impact in the world. So I know my spiritual practice, it's 30 to 40 minutes every day. I'm working. It's just like the muscles. I'm working out in the gym every other day. I'm working on my spiritual self every morning. It's a big part of my foundation that is going to help me build my impact in the world. So those three things, when we're living in a greatness mindset and we have our spiritual self solid in our God, and then we're using our gifts to its fullest, oh my goodness, the life you build and the impact you have.
And so, this is the reason why we're so honored and happy that wonderful Dina is with us today, because this show is not even about Dina, great as she is. Or about Barry Shaw, a nice guy that he is. It's about you. Why are you becoming the best you possible? I'm going to share with you, there's a wonderful acronym that we have for the word gift. You ready? Godly inspiration facilitating transformation.
Yes.
That's what the gift is, right?
Yes.
Godly inspiration. And God stands for, in our world, the acronym of Garden of Delight. Because when you are living and working with God, you live in a world in a garden, right? And it's beautiful.
Unlimited.
No matter what is the situation, you're in the world of God. Mm-hmm. And greatness exudes from something like that. Now, I'm going to just tell you, we use our phrases. We talk about PMS. Now, not necessarily just for women. PMS stands for physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Everybody has it. And that's why, again, we love working with Dina, because she brings out the best in everybody. As a matter of fact, this podcast is called The Joy of Living. And JOY is a wonderful acronym, Dina, that stands for Journey of You. J-O-Y. Journey of You.
Right. I love it.
That's what we do. That's why we're here. So I want you to, if you could, let's talk about this game that you built, the greatness game.
Yeah.
Or what you call it, I mean, the book and such.
Yeah. But yeah.
What is the greatness game? Why did you call it a game as opposed to the greatness path or highway?
Yeah. It's, here's the thing about a game. It's fun. Fun is one of my core values. I feel like, it's not only one of my core values, but it's also a gift. You know, I've always been the one to make things more fun. You know, whether it's even a board meeting or it's a significant thing, like how can we bring fun to this? It's a gift that I've always had, right? And it's a core value. And games are something. As a coach, what I've learned is when people are going for a goal and they fail or don't accomplish it, there's a lot of shame. And there's a lot of like, I suck and I'm a failure and all those things, right? And they get tripped up in the smallness and the I can't do it. And I thought, how can we make this life of leadership and owning businesses and making an impact more of a fun game than something that we have shame around or that we don't do right. And I just love the word game. I think as children, we want, let's go play a game, right? So I think the word association with game is more joyful and fun. And for me, I'm trying, one of my biggest purposes in life is to help people live and lead from their greatness mindset, not the smallness. I know from working with so many human beings, including myself, we can get tripped up in that smallness mindset, the fear, the doubt, the perfection, the negativity. And so I thought, let's create a greatness game. And so I started doing it with my coaching clients at first. And I'll never forget one of my female CEOs. We were talking about creating a greatness game and I explained it. And she said, oh my gosh, I just had a huge realization. I have been winning my whole life. I've been winning. I've just been winning the wrong games.
Wait a minute. She didn't realize it?
She's been winning. She's just been in winning the wrong games. She now understands what a greatness game is. And she's like, that's what I want to play. Right?
Woo!
Yeah. So smallness is a lot of the worldly, it's a big conversation, but it's like the worldly, how the world measures us. You know, how many views do you have? Or how many followers do you have? Or how pretty are you? Or how thin are you? Or all these metrics that can get you very tripped up and off of your path and your purpose and your gifts. And you might be winning. You're just winning smallness.
The
wrong game.
Dina, this is so beautiful and enlivening. And I will share with people, because again, Dina and I work in this world and we both study this. It's been proven time after time that play is the easiest way to learn something.
Yes.
When if you're reading a book, you're studying to be a doctor. And I know this actually because I have a couple of clients that are high level doctors, very successful people. So one of them is a surgeon, the other is not. And they, but the point is that when they play at what they do, they find greater success.
Yeah.
Because the play enables them to learn something. One of them, I said, is a surgeon, and he invented a particular type of process that others said couldn't be done. And that's one of the reasons he did it, of course, or he tried to do it and he succeeded, but he did it in a playful way. He told me play and game go together.
Yes.
One of the reasons people love sports is because you never know what's going to happen. You're right. Playing the game. When you play the game really good, guess what happens? Magic.
Right.
I mean, that's what Dina is. Dina is magic. Magic, I think, is the pixie dust in everything you've been talking about here.
Right.
In the idea of the greatness mindset. And I want to continue this. I want you to speak about more about the six core values. You said one of the core values, of course, is fun. But I think another F word for you is faith.
Yep.
So let's just have a minute before we go to the break. Just let's talk a little bit about faith, because you mentioned God.
Yeah.
So how is faith a core value?
So faith is a core value as a core value, it is my faith in God is unshakable. That's a given. And as long as I know that keeps me on track. So I always say hire, fire, and lead by your core values. Hire, fire, and lead. Every day, every choice goes against those core values. That's how we choose everything. So if something like, say, someone wants me to speak in an event or sponsor an event or do a collaboration, and it is not aligned to these six core values, it's an easy no. It helps me get to my heck no's, heck yeses really fast, right? I don't have to think too much about it because it comes in alignment with my core values or not. So first and foremost, my faith in God, my faith in myself and in my own work, right? And trusting ourselves. It's so important, especially as leaders, business owners, but also just as parents, as people, that we trust ourselves. When we start to distrust ourselves, oh, that's a slippery slope of darkness and negativity, and it gets really ugly.
Right. So we want to live in faith. And before we go to our break right now, I'm going to share with you the acronym for faith that we use is finding answers in the highest.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. On that note, we're going to go to our break. Again, we love our sponsors. They love us. We urge you to consider using a product or service. They wouldn't be here if we didn't vet them. So do it. And we'll be right back with more amazing Dina on the other side of this brief message. Don't go away.
What if you could shop at your favorite local stores, swipe your current credit card, and get extra cashback rewards? And what if you could also have donations sent to your favorite cause at no extra cost to you? What if this amazing program was absolutely free and very simple to set up? Well, What If is here. Welcome to Einstein Cares, where your everyday shopping gives you and your favorite cause extra money. It's fast, it's easy, and effortless.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking. So I was looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance. Dina Patton, and she's sharing with us core values. Two of them are two big Fs, faith and fun. Let's talk about the other four, and just in the few minutes we have remaining, because they really are essential to winning the greatness game.
Yes.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Let's talk about the first one, which, of course, I think is absolutely critical. And without it, you can't move forward in life. Courage!
It's at the heart. It is at the heart. You know, in my book, I talk about all of my successes. If you could dig under my successes, all of them would have courage at the core. And at the if you dug under all of my failures and the things that I've, you know, messed up in my life, at the core of that is fear. And so I really love adopting courage and really for you to win your greatness games. And here's another thing about greatness games. They are outside of your comfort zone. They're outside of the comfort zone. Smallness will always keep you in your comfort zone. But what I want to get across to everybody is your purpose, your gifts, and your impact are never in front of, inside of your comfort zone. They are outside. So that scares most people. But here's the beautiful part of it is when you bring courage with you, you can go out. It's kind of like, you know, you going outside of your house for the first time might be really scary to someone who's been in their house their whole life. But when you have that coat of courage and you're like, I am going to go and make the impact I'm meant to make. I'm going to live this greatness life. Courage is at the heart of it. You cannot do it without courage, because what happens is fear gets a hold of us and all of us, and it pulls us back into that comfort zone and that smallness. And you might have already experienced that. Like, I'm going to do this goal, or I'm going to build this business, or I'm going to do this scary thing, this big dream. And then 6 months, you know, into it, there's the fear, and it's like new level, new devil. And all of a sudden you're recoiling back into smallness and going, I'll do that next year.
The big C. Thank you. And as we say, comfort zone is where dreams go to die. So now AA, yep. Accountability and authenticity.
Yep.
Remaining authentic and yep. being accountable to a coach, to a mentor, to a spouse, to a
group,
friend.
To your family, right?
Oneself.
Authenticity is our biggest currency. And I'm so glad that we're at this time, I think, in life right now, because I think authenticity it finally is coming to light instead of everything being perfect and produced and polished.
Then oh my gosh, humans.
Authenticity, it's good. It's good.
And what about now the spice in it all, the I word, and I mean integrity.
Integrity came from my mother and my grandmother, who taught me that integrity is the heart of living a life that you love. And integrity is doing what you say you're going to do. And that means to yourself too. So if you say self-care is important and I'm going to go to the gym every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock, go do it. Stop breaking your word to yourself. You want to, you know, I can do an audit on anybody, and I'll tell you where I'm going to find the broken integrity is the pieces that you're promising yourself, that you promise yourself, I'm going to get better sleep and I'm going to go to bed an hour early. Then you don't. You promise you're going to go to the doctor and get that thing checked out. Then you don't. You promised yourself you're going to write the book, and then you don't. That's where people are living in the smallness, because that fear and the lack of integrity with themselves. You're winning the smallness game. I want you to win the greatness game.
Woo! With these six core principles, courage, number one. And if anybody doesn't know, because most of our audience is under the age of 30, interestingly enough. So I urge everybody to Google or go to YouTube and type in The Cowardly Lion, Courage, Wizard of Oz, and listen to that. I'm sure you know it, and you've probably even played it at retreats and such. But just listen, because it's a great insight into life. Courage, accountability, authenticity, faith, fun. Integrity, promises to oneself. We just have a couple more minutes. I'd like to really touch on this, because this to me is where the greatness of Dina Patton resides. And that is this group that you're working with, Girls Rule Foundation, working with teenagers, teenage girls, especially in today's world. I mean, it is as hard as it used to be. People can say, well, it was always tough for women. Yes, fine. I think in today's world, it's even more difficult because of the inauthentic things that are out on social media. Just in a minute or so, if you'd be so kind, tell us what it is that you're bringing to the Girls Rule group.
Yes. So Girls Rule Foundation is something that I created with three other co-founders 14 years ago. And it's a place for girls to fuel their dreams, become leaders, and change the world. What we found is if we want more women leaders, we've got to put those tools on their tool belt earlier, not in their 20s or 30s, in their teenage years, especially now with all the influences that girls and kids have. So we do very powerful empowerment and leadership programs for girls in middle school and high school, and girlsrulefoundation.org for more information.
It's well, again, everything is available at barryshore.com. Go to barryshore.com. People know all over the world. Wonderful, Dina. We have three questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Woo! Thank you. Number two, you only have 80 seconds to answer this question.
Oh, gosh.
Pressure. Dina Patton, what is your most fervent desire?
Oh, gosh. To have a huge impact on the world and help bring people to their greatness and purpose and epic lives. And that's what that's it in short.
That's your fervent desire that you're living every day.
Every day.
Okay. Number three, in front of 386,922 people around the world, may I give you a hug?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me tell you what HUG stands for. People who watch the show know HUG stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. On the count of three, one, two, three. And from Dina and Barry, thank you. Thank you. The Joy of Living podcast, where we know we discuss the three fundamentals of life, and these three fundamentals will enable you to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. And the three fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. You lead a purpose-driven life. You go MAD. MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. And the third fundamental is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, such as WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, as my 8-year-old niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life. And number three is to create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. As Dino's pointed out, you want to choose your path in life. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. And that's the genius. When you shift your perspective, keep that F in place or the other stuff happens. And use four-letter words like the word, we remember we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Four-letter words, love, life, hope, free, gift. Remember gift? Pray, play, swim, grow. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes. F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see family and friends. You tell the world you want to F-U, capital N, capital N. Say, where'd you get that? I said, Barry Shore wants to teach the world to F-U. And then you have a smile on your face, and you can begin to talk about the six core values that wonderful Dina has enabled us to understand. Courage and accountability, authenticity, faith, fun, and integrity. Keep promises to yourself. And on that, a blessing from Dina and Barry. Go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go MAD, go make a difference. Wonderful Dina, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.